I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
This week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, man or men?
Gentlemen,
plural.
Multiple men.
Brought to you by Mudwater, ladies and gentlemen. Mudwater is a coffee alternative with four adaptogenic, nailed that pronunciation, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, they put a pronunciation guide in there.
Ooh, look at that.
Adaptogenic mushrooms and our shoot.
This one hurt us last week, too.
Yeah.
Ayurvedic
herbs, baby. With only a fraction of caffeine as a cup of coffee, you get the energy without the anxiety, jitters, or crash of coffee. Mudwater leans on mushrooms in their blend of matcha and their blend of chai. I know that one. For sustained energy, each ingredient was added for a purpose. Lion's mane, that's a mushroom, for alertness.
Cordyceps.
They got no pronunciation on that one, so nope. They're just assuming we know it.
Yes.
They're like, you guys aren't idiots.
They heard how good a reader you are.
You know it's not that.
Yeah.
To help support physical performance, changa and risha to support immune system, turmeric, I know what that is, for soreness, and cinnamon for antioxidants. Ladies and gentlemen, Mudwater is 100% USDA organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher certified. They sent me a box of it. I'm into it. Mudwater believes the country is in a mental health epidemic, which we are. I mean, look at all the news that we're going to cover today, dude.
Just wait until you hear it, dude.
No, we're with you on that one, Mudwater. Yep. We're with you on that
Plenty
one.
Plenty of evidence to support.
As a useful tool for individuals with depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mental health experiences, go to Mudwater, MUDWTR.com/netpositive to support the show and use the code NETPOSITIVE. For 15% off. Get in there, baby. Let's start the show.
Yup.
Oh, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Alex is here. Yep. Andrew is here. The whole squad is here. Oh, dude. Should we start off with the country?
Yeah, where are we at?
Country of the week, dude. We're charting in the country of. And I think I'm getting an idea of the region of these because it's more Country of the week this week, Andrew, is Estonia.
Ooh. Take it away, Andrew. What do you got?
Zero idea.
No idea?
Estonia?
Estonia. Nothing?
I feel like it's in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There you go.
Romania.
Close.
I'm thinking Romania.
What are you, a Swiftie? It's giving Romania.
I'm a TikTok influencer. Yeah. It's giving.
Kid had one clip go wild and now he's...
Albania.
It's close there. Yeah.
No,
it's not Albania.
Definitely not.
Oh, Estonia?
So it's northern. It's northeast. It's right below Finland across the little Baltic Sea there.
Oh, yeah. That's like, I bet influencers go there. To take photographs.
Most likely. It looks like there's a lot of like castle type.
Yeah, type energy.
Type architecture.
Estonia.
Yeah, it's giving castle.
Yeah, it's giving castle. Each week we shout out a new country that we're charting in. Welcome to the Estonians.
Yes, the Estonians.
Oh, the Estonians. I know we had two foreign exchange students that lived in our house in high school from Estonia.
No way.
Yeah.
Nice.
They were cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's probably why.
It's them.
Yeah. They always used to sneak. I mean, my dad's like a pastor, you know, and they would, like, he would find, like, out in the back, like, deck around the corner, he'd find, like, cigarette butts, you know, because they were, like, smoking or something like that.
Because they were super cool.
Oh, yeah. They were cool, dude.
They were also the first country to adopt an online political voting system.
We took that from them.
Yeah.
Well, we don't. Now we just mail in.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, online voting. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, we don't have that.
We don't have
so
that.
So very progressive in tech there.
Oh, yeah.
99% of state services are available online.
Wow.
I think they're big in like blockchain.
And 50% of Estonia is covered in forest. And the sauna is the way of life.
Let's go to Estonia. Let's go, dude.
Let's do some live episodes.
This sounds
Estonia.
Way better.
Yeah. This sounds like something that we would do to if we had like some extra money at the end of the year for tax purposes. Like my CPA would be like, hey, if you spend like $100,000, you're going to save like $500,000 in like taxes.
Right.
So what? And they were like, dude, we're doing a we're doing an episode in Estonia. Yeah. They were like, where? I don't know. It's just in the forest, bro.
Just there. 50% of it is forest. So, I mean, one in two shot will end up in the forest.
Oh, the digital republic secured by blockchain.
There you go. Yeah. So Estonia was the first state in the world to deploy blockchain technology and production systems.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, dude, good for you. Welcome in.
Yeah.
Welcome in, everybody from Estonia. You're going to, they're going to get on board with what we're talking about today. Hot, hot episode.
The hottest.
Okay. The news is absolutely stacked. And let me just say the news is stacked because of the listeners.
Yeah.
The listeners see stuff on, and that's why this podcast is so helpful to so many people, because people see things and they go, dude, net positive, please. Y'all got to put this in context.
Yeah.
They send that to us. And then we probably had the most emails we've ever had.
Dude, when you texted me and said hundreds, he's exaggerating.
Not.
And then I checked the inbox.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Were you not exaggerating?
You know who got a little hop in their step around the house?
Who's that, John?
Your wife, dude. It was her idea.
Make you sick.
Credit where credit is due.
Yep.
She's like, why are we embarrassed by things that we shouldn't be embarrassed by?
Yes.
And we are hundreds.
Yes.
Some of them are so good.
Dude, we have a bunch of them at the end of the episode too. We're going to read all of those.
Oh, so yeah. We're going to read every
screenshot
single
a bunch
one.
Of them. Yeah. We'll go through all of them.
Coming off a hot week for us, dude. We were out in the wild. Whew. The three of us.
Out and about, dude.
Oh, yeah. Out and about. We had a little...
Where were you at?
Well, you said... No, the three of us.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about that or
yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Well, and look at Andrew. He's like, I don't want to talk about this.
Go. Do it.
Well, somebody said... Okay. I bet everybody in a relationship will relate to this. Because you go, hey, in the group text of us three, yo, where... Like you said, the name of a bar.
Yeah.
You coming through. And that, I would say... That is uncommon. And I go...
For what? What's uncommon about us saying that in that group chat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we've only done that twice.
Yeah. I go, all right, is there like a thing where all of our buddies at that I didn't know about?
Yeah.
Is there something new open that we're on the RSVP list for that I didn't know? I go, okay... Yeah, but did I miss something?
Yeah, what is it? It's got to be an occasion because we don't just do this very much.
Yeah, and I'm down to.
Sure.
And I was like, I'll come through.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. And then I was like, what do we, and then we were like at the bar for like an hour. And then it was like, Andrew's like wife is like on the road. I go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
Why don't you just say that?
Yeah. Andrew was back.
Dude. Yeah. Andrew.
He was back. You were back, bro.
Andrew was back.
In the best way.
Dude, Andrew was on 10.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Cause I was like, it was just like you and your buddies, which I love. And
yeah, it was literally like three of us.
The squad.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up? And you were like, what's up? And I was like, yeah, why are we here? Like,
we're like, why not, dude?
It's like an intervention.
Bro, ended up being one of like the most fun, like off-the-cuff nights I've had in Nashville. It was so much fun.
I came from Kid Rock's.
Yeah.
Not Kid Rock's bar, Kid Rock concert.
Right.
Yeah, I came from Kid Rock's concert.
You're like, yeah, man, I'm over at Bridgestone right now, but like, I'll pop over afterwards.
Let me come through.
See what's going on.
And then it got wild. But so didn't really get wild for like...
Rewind. Okay. You showed up and promised something by Andrew.
Okay. I was promised a Red Bull.
Right.
Right? I was promised a cold Red Bull.
Because that's your bar drink.
He's like, dude, I got you. Yep. I don't drink. Yep. He's like, I got you. One's on the house when you get here.
Yeah.
And it was not there.
No, they didn't have any.
They didn't have it. And then I would say an hour in, I go, you're going up to the bar. And it's like one of those bars that doesn't have like... I was like, I don't know, just give me like a Coke, like a soda, because they don't have anything fun for people that don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's a very upscale.
Yeah.
They don't have a Red Bull fridge.
No.
That would be too much light.
Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't be aesthetic enough.
It wouldn't
fit the space.
It's like they don't have any TVs in there.
Right.
Because they don't, that's not, it's not a TV bar.
No, it's like a cocktail bar out of a movie type.
Yeah. So I go, give me and Andrew comes back. Just you tell him, dude.
Good thing he's got a mic today.
People in the comments have been like, welcome John and Alex and increasingly mic'd Andrew. Yeah. That's what somebody said.
Slightly more mic'd Andrew, yeah.
I've never ordered a Coke at a bar like that.
Okay,
so
there's no need to put me down.
I just said, can I get a couple beers and a Coke?
Yeah.
And he poured just a can of Coke in one just singular glass.
Like a cocktail glass.
Right.
Yeah. I
brought it to John and it had no ice. It was just warm.
Just warm Coke.
And he looks at it and he goes immediately, dude, what is this? And I'm like,
It's Coke, dude.
Dude, it's what you asked for.
And then you brought it up and you were like, dude, who drinks Coke with no ice?
Yeah, warm.
And I looked at what was in your hand and I was ashamed of myself.
What was in my hand?
The Coke.
Oh, you looked down at it. Oh, yeah,
eating it in your hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Once you pointed it out, I was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
I go, what is this, dude?
So I went back, I threw the Coke at the guy, and I said, put some dang ice in here, dude.
Did he? Yeah. It was in a can. That would make more sense then.
I was talking to your boy, and you turned to me, and you're like, yo.
What is this?
Hey, look what Andrew just brought me.
Dude, what is that? What?
Like, filled very significantly, too. Like,
to the
brim.
I go, I'm just going to sip off
There was
this?
No room for ice. It was filled all the way.
I respect it.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
And then the night went on from there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't have to talk about the rest of it. We can leave it. Nobody cares about this. Yeah.
No.
Nobody cares.
But it was a blast, man. That was fun.
Blast, it was a good time.
Andrew's back. That's all I got to say.
Andrew is back.
Andrew is back.
You want Andrew, if you're going out, it's like one of those guys that, like, you want him, like, on the, like, the dance floor of your wedding.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That Andrew.
Yes.
You want him. Yeah. I don't know that he ever left, but, mm-hmm. He shows up in full form.
Oh, yeah.
Full form. I'm surprised we made it through the week. Because the world's coming to an end.
Yeah.
The world is coming to an end. I'm surprised we're still here, honestly.
Yeah.
The actors in LA and the writers mm-hmm. have chosen to go on strike.
They have.
And I don't know how we're existing, really.
Right.
I don't know how we're going to make it.
No.
Like, there's other things, you know, politically and wars and the economy that we can survive that. This, we can't.
Yeah.
I don't think we can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've lived amongst these people
mm-hmm.
for 5 years when I lived in LA.
Yeah.
These people, okay, dude, I don't want to start this early. But the writer, all right, their big beef is that there's a lot of issues facing writers, like AI is, and then the streaming services with like Netflix is like, Netflix is the only one. If I put something on YouTube, I would say all movies, all studios, most of the streaming services are now going the way of Netflix, where if you put something on there, you don't get residuals.
Right.
So they just pay you for it. And then no matter how good or bad it does, there are issues facing the writers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That said,
these people have put out so much trash. And have lectured us on the vaccine and politics and Ukraine and all the stuff that they have no idea what they're talking about, have treated us, the consumers of their products, so terribly for 10 years that now their big gripe is that no one cares. They go, no one cares. I go, yeah, we don't. I'll say on behalf of us, we don't. We don't. Because, all right, and I looked up, what did I ask you before this? I go, what was the, what's the one with the best pictures?
Yeah, the award show. What's the award show? The Oscars.
2022. Everything, Everywhere at Once. You ever seen it?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. The Fablemans.
Nope.
The Banshees of Isherhurn.
Nope.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Nope. These are all Oscar winners. Is that what you're reading? Yep. Keep going.
Avatar, The Way of Water. That was big.
Love it.
Tar. Elvis?
Nope.
Triangle of Sadness?
Nope.
Woman Talking?
No.
That's 2022.
All of those sounds like things that just annoy me.
That's
Is that the Oscars winners list or a list of things that annoy me?
Maybe it was an off year. Maybe it's an off year.
Oh, okay. You're right. Go back
Let's
one
go
more
2021.
Year.
2021.
Yeah, go ahead.
Coda?
Nope.
West Side Story? Remake, by the way.
No, seen the original, though.
Okay, Drive My Car.
No.
Licorice Pizza.
No.
Oh, maybe these are like the movies that flopped. No. I'm reading Best Picture Oscar nominees.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Dune?
Yes.
King Richard?
Yes.
Belfast?
No.
Don't Look Up?
Yes.
Nightmare Alley?
No.
The Power of the Dog?
No.
Featuring Lady Gaga?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, I thought you were featuring Lady Gaga.
That's in the title?
Yep. Well, maybe let's go.
Was it a mixtape?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they had two off years.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, one more.
They had
yeah.
two off years.
One
oh, more. 2020. Nomadland.
No.
No, that one. Best.
Oh, that won.
Yeah.
That was the best picture.
Nomadland.
Yeah, no, I didn't
beat,
see it.
Beat Minari.
Nope.
Judas and the Black Messiah. No. Okay. The Trial of the Chicago Seven?
Nope.
No. Okay. Promising Young Woman?
No.
No. Okay. Weird. Sound of Metal?
No.
No. Okay. Mank? M-A-N-K. No. I'm
not a word.
I mean, I'm joking, but I'm not. All right.
Those sound, I think I could make a list that sounded like more recognizable movie titles out of thin air,
yes,
than the list that, yes, you just read me. Those all sound fake.
I think it's like Licorice Pizza. I'm not going. And hey, you want to see Licorice Pizza? No.
Mank.
No, you know? I don't. Yeah. Like, hey, AI should be writing those. AI should be writing those. I'm sorry. I'd go see Mank written by AI just to see what happened.
Yeah.
The writer. Okay. It's not good. And anything that is good is a remake of the original.
Mm.
And I was just talking to Ernest this morning about this.
Yeah.
Is we were taught, he sent me a promo for an artist here in town that's making a country song. And it was like the promo of it. And he just had it like an eye roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I haven't heard this song, but I've heard this song.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning like, and he goes, yeah, and I know the whole life cycle of this song.
Yeah.
And like I said, him and Hardy and Morgan and Zach Bryan and Bailey Zimmerman, we haven't heard stuff like this before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Like the writer, like you can't mail it in for 10 years and then we don't go see any of your movies. And then they have to renegotiate in Hollywood because the money's not coming in. And then they go, hey, please. It's like the guy that has been bullying you on the recess every day. And then he comes in late and there's like no more bottled water for him. They were like, yeah, he's like, I'm thirsty. I go, yeah, I understand. But you have been beating us up.
Yeah, terrible to us.
Yeah, we agree that you need water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not on a priority list,
yeah,
because the way you've been treating us.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Some of these writers can't afford rent. I'm with you. Some of these actors, they're going to lose their Teslas or whatever. Like, okay. Like it's hard. They're going to have to, all right. Hey, remember when the world shut down and some of these actors are going to have to move back in with their parents. Yeah. Everyone had to do that.
Yeah.
In 2019 or 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We do. The issues are I agree.
They're real.
With,
yeah. They're, yes, real issues.
We agree with all, we just don't,
yeah,
care,
yeah,
because what's coming out of there.
I think a ton of the frustration for me is, like we said, these are real issues.
Yep.
Y'all are people and I care about you as humans.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think you should fight for all of this.
Yeah,
I support you in that too.
And the networks have billions,
yep,
and you have, I agree.
I support you in that 100%. Yep. I also think we need to acknowledge nobody, by the way, is entitled to things always being smooth and taken care of. Like,
agree.
This is what life is.
Yeah.
And sounds like they had a decent run for a while,
yeah,
and now things are not great, and so they want it fixed. Great.
A decent run for a long time.
Sure. But you got to fight for that stuff.
Yeah.
That is how it works.
It's like I'll give you a perfect example. We talked about this before. Taxis.
Mm-hmm.
The taxi unions are fighting to keep Ubers out of airports.
Yeah.
And they were like, we need, because what about these taxi drivers that feed their families and now they can't? I go, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You should be able to feed, but you guys have been treating us terribly for 10 years where you call some switchboard and they're like, we'll send a cab out in the morning at 5 a.m. and it's snowing and you're going to the airport and you're like, I hope it comes.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, we got an app that you can see where it is,
yeah,
and you can walk outside and you can rate it. And if it smells like smoke, you can rate it and you can not tip. And then there's no cheating on the time. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
Like, we agree that, but unfortunately, I'm sorry.
Well, and I think too, like, I almost don't even want to approach it that way because then it sounds like it's a consequence.
Yeah.
You guys did bad and so now you suffer.
Yeah, okay,
like, I don't
great,
really
fair.
Like it that way. I think it's more so, this is just capitalism.
Yeah.
Like, things evolve and change and move. And because we have free markets, the people are going to, like, the market dictates where
around.
The money goes. And in that scenario, Uber undercut the taxi market because it was a better service for the people.
Yeah.
AI is undercutting writers.
Yeah.
Because it writes quicker, faster, and cheaper.
Yeah.
$30 a month, you can write as many scripts as you want.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's like,
scary for
it's
them.
It's insane.
That's scary.
It's insane, dude.
And
I'd be lying if I said there weren't aspects of AI that get into our industry as well, where it's like, okay, can we write comedy now? We can definitely use it to edit podcasts.
Yeah.
So it's like, How does that stuff work? But that's adapt and change and grow. And if you don't, you get left behind.
And I'll tell you why the writers are striking. I went on vacation in Colorado for five nights. Mm-hmm. There was a TV in the room. I did not turn it on once. Mm-hmm. That's why the writers are on strike. Mm. It is. It is.
Wow.
Because no one's everybody goes, all right, cool. We get done with dessert. And I look what's going on in here.
Yeah.
And I didn't turn on a movie.
Yeah.
I didn't turn on a TV show. In fact, I was watching the news because mm-hmm. Lydia hosts the news at 10 after the news comes on Saturday Night Live. And it was a old episode. I go, right. All right.
Yeah. Although if it's an old episode, you might actually see some good jokes.
Hey, Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
I sympathize with the writers because they are people fighting for fair wages.
Yeah.
And I always sympathize with that because you deserve it. On the other hand, if the market is tough and this is a consequence of that, it's no one's fault.
No. If you say, well, you can't earn a living. Well, that's like a privilege, not a privileged living. I wouldn't say that. I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. We're in this industry.
Yeah.
That one, we're not.
It's entertainment.
Yeah, we're in entertainment. You're like, I care about, it goes back to the, what's it called? Tire pump. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to make art. You're like, yeah, okay, kind of. You want to be famous is what you want to be. Mm. Because you can still make it. You can still write.
What I would say too.
You can still write by yourself. You can still write stuff. You can still, yeah.
Sorry, I'm stepping all over you.
No, you're good. Better points than me.
I think that the bigger picture that comes out of this is like, dude, most positions in entertainment are not lucrative.
No, yeah.
Most positions are cool and fun because you say, I work on XYZ and people go, oh, wow, he works on XYZ. That's really cool. Yeah. At the end of the day, you're making 10 bucks an hour.
But the benefit is that.
Right.
Is to say I was on an episode of The Office.
Yeah.
That is payment.
Yes.
It is.
It's definitely part of it. It carries weight.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. Being a comic is not, you're like, oh, or like I'm an artist, right? I'm a musician. Like it doesn't pay anything either.
Yeah.
Unless you get to the top, none of them pay.
I told you before this.
None of the cool jobs pay.
Right.
Until you get to the top.
Yes. The most lucrative businesses are boring.
Yeah.
I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
They're all boring.
Yeah.
The people who own lumber factories and mines and like that
the guy
type
that like
of stuff,
produces duct tape.
Yes.
He's got a house bigger than
he
all
he makes
of us.
That plant next to you and he sells 80 million of them a year for $30,000 a week. Like that and guy, I'm undercutting that.
Yeah.
Like,
and when he goes out to dinner, it's not cool to say.
Right.
But his car's cool.
Well, he has way more zeros in his bank account than I do.
Like, he's got more commas.
Yeah, the sexy jobs
are
not
point.
The ones that are lucrative. And I started watching the Hillsong doc last night.
That's why I got these glasses.
Not to die. Nice, dude. Very nice. I don't want to dive into the doc itself, but one of the points they were making was like the musicians in the church were not being paid well.
Yeah.
They were, quote, only getting a stipend of about $180 a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that math.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds decent. For what you're for what you're doing. Now, is it a full-time job?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Especially living in New York.
Yeah, no.
But
all right. So
for what you're
doing.
So
these people voluntarily took it. So what? So what to say? Well, then there must be some other.
You didn't have to take the job.
No. You have to take the job. So there must be some other payment. And the other payment is being cool. The other payment is being on Instagram.
Or.
It's cool.
Hey, you got to scrap and get a second job.
Yeah.
If you want to chase that dream. Like that's the cost.
Of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't just walk in and be like, hey, we're going to pay you, you know, $120,000 a year to just play music at the church.
Yeah.
That would be absurd.
Yeah. What's
day one? Yeah. No way. Earn it though.
Off the top.
Earn it though.
Off the jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's cool. Because there's being like a double-A baseball player.
Bingo.
We talked about this before.
This was my world.
Yeah. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yep.
But you're staying at a Residence Inn.
You make 38 grand a year and you have lawn furniture in the one bedroom apartment that you have.
Yeah. That's not on Instagram.
No.
Yeah. And you go, hey, I want to make it to the big. If you are willing to sacrifice those things, mm-hmm. family, All those actors are living with their buddies, right? If you want, I support that because I did that.
100%.
If you want to give up all the other things by taking an entry level job and making 50 and then 60, 70, 80, 90, and then going all the way up, if you want to go on that route, if you want to give that up for the chance of going to the top, we need those people.
Yeah.
Because that's how all great art is here because of those people.
Yes.
That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But the benefits are that you might not, and you go, I'm doing it 2 years, 3 years. All right. At what age am I going to stop the minor league baseball thing?
Right.
Right.
Yep. And some dudes do it until they're 40.
I'm going to give this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have families or no? Some do.
Yeah. Yeah. They just don't make any money.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the game, but it's again, it's choices.
And you knew that though.
Mm-hmm.
Would you cross the picket line for them?
For who?
The baseball players.
If they were picketing for higher wages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would join them?
No, I'd probably cross the picket line.
What's cross it mean? Support it or leave them?
Cross it means you're going to work. You're not picketing with them.
Oh, you're leaving them.
Yeah.
Okay, you're leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be like, no, you guys are ridiculous. We get, 1,500 fans a night. Nobody's buying our jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, this looks like a WNBA game out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, John. Was the shot necessary?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Oh, man.
So anyways, we sympathize with the humans who want fair wages, and you deserve them.
And the Netflix, we should be on the side, but we should be on your side, and we want to be. I think all of America wants to be.
But I'll say too, I'm naive about the actual bullet points that they're protesting for, so forgive me for not knowing.
But
it's way funnier if we don't dive into it like that anyway. Yeah. So forget it.
No. And let me also make a distinction between stand-up comedians and actors. Like, oh, we're all the same. We're not. The stand-up comedians have their own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Actors have other people's thoughts in their heads.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Interesting.
That's what they're, it's in their, now the writers are different. The actors have no thoughts.
Mm.
No thoughts of their own. They are paid to say the other person's thoughts that wrote the thoughts.
Yeah.
They don't. And then they speak on stuff and you're like, wait, what?
What an interesting lifestyle.
Yeah. And I like it. I like it. There's a lot of actors that I love.
Yeah.
And Sarah Zanotti,
she's awesome.
That's the purest actor like that's close enough to me that I know.
Cool.
That she is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does. That's her job.
Mm-hmm.
I would support. I think she's one of the most talented people I know.
Yeah. It's an art. No question, it's an art.
We'll get her in here and have her discuss it.
I would love that. I think she's amazing.
I'm going to call her.
That'd be great.
No, I'm not going to call her. Sarah, we love you.
Yeah.
I will call her next week. You want to get to an ad break and get to the news?
Hit it.
Oh, baby. Good Ranchers had it last night.
Mm.
Good Ranchers. You know what they got on the table tonight, baby?
What's that, John?
Prime pork.
Oh.
New offering from Good Ranchers, 100% American pork. That's steakhouse quality, baby. You might be thinking, I've never heard of prime pork before.
Huh.
Well, you know what? That's a problem.
Mm.
Prime pork has amazing marbling, just like prime steak. It's also 25% more tender than regular pork. If you're ready to experience pork and all the meat in its prime, it's time to give Good Ranchers a try. Talk about the kind of quality that will make you question everything you thought you knew about pork.
What do you know about pork?
I know it comes from pigs.
True.
That's about it.
That's about it, yeah.
GoodRanchers.com. Change the way you buy pork, beef, and chicken today. It's GoodRanchers.com and explore their all-American cuts of prime pork, prime beef, and better-than-organic chicken options. If you tried their beef and chicken before, then you know it's amazing. You have to try this prime pork at least once, baby. Trust me. Let me just say this. Last night I had a piece of that steak.
Yeah.
We had two pieces of that steak.
Yeah.
And I go, all right. I was just talking. I was like, this is very simple. Like, cause we have been on vacation for like 2 weeks and I go, I gotta have a meal.
Yeah.
I gotta have a meal in here.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta have like a home. We have gone out every meal.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. So I put the two steaks out from Good Ranchers plug. And then this, all right, here's all we need to do. We'll go Monday, burgers.
Yep.
Tuesday, chicken.
Yep.
Wednesday, steak. Now you can throw in Thursday, prime pork, and then do taco. Like, it's not hard.
Full rotation, right?
Full. And now go, that's all I need. It's like the 95 Atlanta Braves.
There you go.
Steve Avery, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz. Smoltz is done. back to Avery.
Yep.
You're good.
I love that. I was going to make a rotation. You were?
It's a perfect rotation.
Yeah, dude. That's
and you're like, oh, we need to go to culinary school. And we, no. It, we had some green beans with it. And it, we like literally flavored it with butter.
Yeah, you don't even need the bullpen.
And garlic. And I put two pieces of bread. Yeah, I got two pieces of bread, put some butter on them, put them in the toaster, and then put some garlic on there. And we had the garlic bread.
Money.
It's gas.
What else could you possibly want out of a dinner?
That's it. Use code NETPOSITIVE for $30 off your box at goodranchers.com. That's going to come to you. Put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, what are we doing for dinner? Oh, let me open this fridge.
No problem.
I got it. Now's the time to get American meat conveniently delivered to your door. Remember to go to goodranchers.com and use code NETPOSITIVE for $30 off your delivery of America's best beef, chicken, and now prime pork. Get that Deion Sanders pork, baby.
Love that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, but we'll take it.
All right. Let's get to the news. There's so much news.
A ton of news.
All sent in by the listeners, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
My DMs have gotten really fun.
Yeah,
everybody just blasting articles. They're like,
dude,
at me and stuff.
You got to see this. We'll go Ben and Jerry's.
Nice. Great choice, John. Great choice.
All right. Okay. Do you want me to read it or you?
You take it.
Ben and Jerry's headquarters is on stolen Native American land, the Vermont Indian chief says. Basically, the backstory is Ben and Jerry's, okay. Ben and Jerry's is very, we don't like the term woke around here, but progressive. Mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry's is very progressive. Like I was going to do a bunch of the progressive ice cream flavors, but I probably don't want to do that. They go,
that's probably not a good idea.
Praline protest is a
protest. Praline.
Protest praline.
You know what they don't have?
What?
They don't have Rocky Road to Recovery.
No, they don't have that one. No,
canceled caramel?
No, don't have. Oh, they got that.
They got that one.
They got the canceled caramel. Yeah. Let's see what else they got. They got the
woke watermelon.
Oh yeah, dude. They got all these are all their flavors. So yeah. Ben and Jerry's is very they're outspoken on wars and all the movements that you're like, all right, okay, and you're allowed to do that. This is America.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can do that.
It's your
we
brand.
Support that.
Ben and Jerry's. Okay. Say what you want.
So they said scroll down. You can find the tweet that they posted. So they posted
I think
a tweet.
It's this one.
They posted a tweet. Is it gone? Please no. Please think it's not. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. The 4th of July. Ben and Jerry's posts. The United States was founded on stolen indigenous land. This 4th of July, let's commit to returning it.
This is from Ben and Jerry's official Twitter account.
The United States was founded on stolen indigenous land. On 4th of July, let's commit to returning it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
community notes say
community notes, despite Ben and Jerry's supposed commitment to returning the land they feel was stolen, they have yet to reach out to the tribe whose land their headquarters is on and are trying to arrange the return of the stolen land.
So they built their headquarters on stolen land.
And then they bought it. It's in Vermont. It's in the United States.
Announced that, hey, we think all stolen land should be handed back.
And then they heard
hey, excuse me.
Hey, somebody at the door.
Yeah, hello?
What, you want to get that?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm a member of the Indian tribe,
mm-hmm.
and this is our land.
I'm sorry. Do you know you're at Ben and Jerry's headquarters right now?
No. I got that. I understand that. But you remember that tweet you posted?
On the 4th of July.
Yeah, you posted the indigenous land with America was founded on that.
Yes.
You are them. So if I could just grab the keys from you and I'll get out of here and just all these employees just clear them out. So it's just.
Bro, imagine receiving that email.
Gosh.
Dude, that cites your tweet and it's like, hey guys, saw your tweet.
Yeah. Super quick.
Yeah.
Super quick. It's just, all right. That's what I'm.
What's the timeline here? Did they tweet this before somebody reached out to them?
Oh, someone's at the door again. Hold on. Let me get the door again.
No, I don't have to. Hey, super quick. We need this building.
Yeah.
We need all this building. Oh, that's like, did you see that? You probably didn't see that. You want to read it?
Ben and Jerry's added that the U.S. should start with Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Bro, what?
All right.
Writing the faces.
Also, that land is worth $1.50. It's in South Dakota. No one wants that land. Okay. It's worth $1.50.
The faces on Mount Rushmore are the faces of men who actively work to destroy indigenous cultures and ways of life. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
On Friday.
Anyone's arguing. On Friday, Don Stevens, chief of the Nulhigi band of the Kusik Abenaki Nation, one of the four tribes descended from the Abenaki that are recognized in Vermont, told the Post, New York Post, in an interview that he, quote, looks forward to any kind of correspondence with the brand to see how they can better benefit indigenous people.
Hey,
he's just looking for anything.
Hey,
just correspondence will be a good start.
You still have, hey, what's up?
We think we have claim to your entire about? Like headquarters,
nice
but like
Puka Shell necklace.
correspondence would be a good
he's
start.
Indian. He's Indian. Yeah, he's for sure Indian. Yeah.
That's unreal. Stevens added that if the ice cream maker is, quote, sincere, it should reach out to him as the company's corporate headquarters located at that address in Burlington, Vermont, is situated on Western Abenaki land.
That's the ultimate dunk.
Dude.
That's the best. That is tough. That's like
That's a tough look.
It's a tough look.
It would be like Nike coming out against slave labor.
Yeah.
And tough you'd be look. Like, hey,
and I don't, that's, what? No, dude, I'll do you one better.
Okay.
It's me drinking a bunch and working in church. And they go, we don't care if you drink and like make a bunch of poor choices, but you are up here.
Mm.
So that's, no.
But condemning it the whole, yeah, condemning
yeah, yeah,
it the
yeah,
whole
yeah.
time.
I right, mean, yeah. I wasn't really, but I kind of was
sure.
by being there.
Sure.
Yeah. So they were like, hey, we got like somebody got to cancel like, they talked about this before about like something about like one of our favorite comics. They're like, we're like, he never said he was not that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
I don't want to mention any names, sure. but like you saying like no one has any problem with Ben and Jerry's having a factory. Of course they helped the economy. They're good ice cream.
We love it.
Yeah. But when you say, and then that's where people have the problem.
I hope that this is a wake up call to brands who like to get involved
yeah.
in the political
oh,
stuff
yeah.
to be like, hey,
hey,
check your heart.
Be careful. Be careful. Be yeah. You're like, allowed. You're allowed to we like their ice cream. Like once you, it's because you put yourself up on a pedestal saying you're condemning everyone else.
Yes.
Everyone else that owns a business or owns land in this country, you're saying you need to give it back.
Yeah.
And you're making us feel bad. And then somebody goes, can you hear that?
Yeah. So dumb.
So dumb. Knock, knock. Hey, that's just it's like there's a
by the way, all the land we're on is stolen.
All the land.
Like we stole
hey,
all of
by
it.
By the way, all of all the land.
Yeah, all of all the
all
land.
All of all the land is yes. stolen.
Yeah.
Or right. or taken.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and
now
I'm like
what?
Yeah. And my thought is this like if you that's what you're gonna go after, like if people do like protest for that, I'm like dude, there's other like priorities for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to get
think of
that.
How crazy it would be
that's
if they
crazy,
if they started
dude.
Giving back land at scale like that.
Yeah.
That would be wild.
To who?
Just to watch that happen would be crazy. Yeah. To be like, okay, yeah, actually, you displaced them hundreds of years ago. Well,
and
actually,
then,
you didn't. Your ancestors'
yeah,
ancestors
yeah,
displaced
yeah.
them hundreds of years ago. So y'all got to go. They're going to take it back.
And but who that had it doesn't have it anymore actively living. Nobody in this country.
Right.
That had it and now no. doesn't have it.
No.
Unless the HOA come in and you didn't cut your grass and they took your, I don't think that's even possible.
No.
You defaulted on your loan, they took it.
Sure.
That nobody, so nobody living had it and doesn't have it.
Right.
In America.
I cannot believe that they tweeted this.
Dude, the community notes on that is just
so they
stellar.
So they tweeted this and then the tribe came up and was like, we've been waiting for this day. Do you think they were all sitting around and they were like,
waiting,
now's
dude.
The time.
Oh, yeah.
We have to strike while it's hot.
Oh, yeah. That's like the same. Well, I saw somebody sent me this one. We're not covering it today, but somebody stopped a pride parade with a protest about the environment. And they're like, which side?
No way.
Yeah. They're like, the left is like, which side?
Who do I side with?
It's good entertainment, dude.
That's unbelievable.
You want to get to the, you want to go to the, time blindness.
Yeah. All right. This is a video.
Okay.
By the way, if you're a listener, if you're just a listener to this podcast, you're missing out on some quality stuff over on also, the video also, side. So go get on YouTube.
I'll just say that establish this video. This girl has bangs. I'll say that. I'll put my name on that.
Volumander.
I'll put my name on that.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time? You know. And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else. And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job. You know, provided you're trying your absolute best. And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy
all right,
the world.
Lot to unpack. We're only halfway through. I'll let you start.
Lord, we come to you in times like this. Okay. What? All right. We talk about things like this before.
Time blindness.
What was the one before?
The Brad Pitt. Yeah. Is this worse than the Brad Pitt facial recognition thing where
I don't recognize people.
I don't remember faces.
I want to do a
dysplasia
bit.
Or whatever.
I want to do
called.
A bit about, like, you know, they used to have World's Strongest Man.
Yes.
I want to do World's Weakest Man.
Nice.
So like it just somebody goes,
That would write itself.
I got this allergy. I got this allergy. I got this allergy. I can't. I got this emotional disorder. I just keep fighting for the weakest person on earth.
What's the ultimate Trump card there?
I mean,
what's the ultimate? I'm the weakest.
I'm the weakest. I saw one about this guy was trying to go. He was trying to get diagnosed with. He was like the spokesperson for ADD. Mm-hmm. And like he's like a very like progressive. He's like on telling all kids, here's what ADD. And then he went and he's like, I don't have it. And he was bummed. He's like, sad. He's like, at least I have autism. And he got autism. He's like, it's not a complete loss.
He settled for autism.
Yes, he's like, people are like going out there and looking. Perfect example. I had a physical yesterday, mm-hmm. like a yearly, and I got my blood drawn. And they do like 10 different things, right?
Yeah, I'm due for mine too.
Yeah. And they go, hey, like open your mouth, do your muscles, do your heartbeat, do your blood pressure, check around your stomach, deep breath. They go, all right, you're good. You're good.
Yep.
And I was like, I want to like, because I heard about guys doing like blood work and like doing more. He's like my general practice doctor, which we say what you want. He goes, dude, if we go hunting around, we'll find something. Mm-hmm. He's like, how do you feel? I go, great. He goes, all right, see ya. See you next year.
Nice.
He's like, if you want to go look for something as to why you can, we'll find something.
Yeah.
We'll find something.
Yeah. He's like, I'd love to write you prescriptions. Don't
get
me wrong.
He goes, that's
like,
how I make money.
Money for
he's
us.
Like, are you depressed? Are you sad? He's like, how do you feel? I go, great. He goes, see ya.
Yep. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. We can go look for something if you want.
Yeah. So this girl's looking for something.
Yeah. Sometimes I struggle like concentrating. I was like, maybe I have ADD. I should go get a test. What?
Sure.
What? Okay. So this girl is now, I feel bad on one hand because she's just like trying to make TikToks.
Yeah.
And then she gets just crushed by the entire internet. But that's the nature of, the internet's not, they don't force you to make videos.
The market's always right.
The market, it'll correct itself.
Yep.
You put this out. You put this out and wanted everybody to watch it and they watched it.
Yep.
So here we are.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
She says, I was no one. I think I've seen a bunch of commentary on this. I haven't seen anybody. What's their first sentence?
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question.
Wait, keep going.
So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just
Pause.
Wanted to know
what. Wait,
I'm
what?
Applying to go somewhere.
Wait, hold on. What is it? What? Wait. What? Go where? If you're going on a vacation, you don't have to apply.
Right.
You just go.
Right.
You just pay and go.
Right.
If you're applying for a job, that's not a job.
Right.
So what? Where?
I'm applying to go somewhere.
A camp? Where are you going? Where are you applying to go somewhere be? A camp?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess.
It's got to be a retreat center, an experience of some sort. So it's not a job. But she's saying she has time blindness.
Yeah. She's asking, are there accommodations for people with time blindness?
Okay, I'll ask you this. She's going to get on a flight. What if your flight's late?
Well, are there accommodations for time blindness? No, answer the question, John.
No. There's not accommodations for anything.
Yeah.
And also, if her flight's delayed an hour, she's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Are there accommodations for time blindness, a.k.a. tardiness?
Yeah. Hey, how about order Uber Eats and wait and see if that person comes 2 hours late to bring your lunch. Let me know how you feel.
I would argue that.
Let me know how you feel.
Time blindness doesn't exist if you can see a clock. And if you can see a clock, you're not blind.
No.
So the only excuse for time blindness would be blindness.
Yeah, blindness. Blindness exists.
You don't know if it's day or night because you can't see the sun.
Yeah.
You can't see a clock. Blindness is blindness.
I want to know what people with blindness feel about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I struggle too.
Yeah.
I'm blind too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. Well, with time. I just can't. Yeah. But hey, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that once that time hits 5 p.m., pretty punctual. Yeah. Pretty punctual. I can see it now. Yeah. I can see, you know what? It takes time.
Yeah, she's seeing herself out.
Oh,
at 5
I can see. Oh, yeah. Seeing yourself directly to the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 5 p.m.
I would also bet too. She said, I got yelled at. I guarantee you she wasn't getting yelled at.
You didn't.
Guarantee you.
No one would yell at you because no one knows what this is.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard of this.
And you're blind, not deaf. So they're not going to yell.
Yeah.
So stupid.
If someone said, I can't. If someone came in here, let's use Andrew.
Let's use Andrew.
Andrew said, I can't come. We start the pod at 10. Mm-hmm. So we come in at, I can't come. And he comes in 30 minutes late. And we go, dude, where you been?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I have time blindness. I would not yell.
Yeah.
That would be 10 things down on the list.
Yeah.
I would just be incredulous. I would put my head in my hands. I would cry. I would do a lot of things before I would yell.
I would say, that's funny because I have payroll blindness.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah. Weird. All of a sudden, time. These are the same type of people these are the actors protesting.
You think so? At the same time, she's protesting for time blindness. She's also protesting for the writers.
Yeah.
As a writer.
Type, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Hey, we need the script by 5. Time blindness.
Yeah.
It's going to be in next Monday.
Yep.
Well, the Oscars already passed.
Time blindness.
Time blindness is tell you want to watch the rest of it?
She, I mean, honestly, not even really.
Yeah.
Like she goes on to kind of just talk about how bad the people are for upholding this culture and like
keeping her down.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
She's keeping this woman down.
Here, I'll play her a little bit more.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time when there's other solutions that we can look to. I think that just anybody who thinks it's okay to just treat people like that. Yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
My question is,
culture, yeah.
What are your other solutions? Yeah. I'd be curious to hear. I don't like having to be on time either.
Yeah.
Now I might be on board.
Yeah.
But what are you doing to fix
it?
What is the solution?
This dismantling of the culture is a typical, we have no solutions. Yeah. We just don't like this.
What it is now isn't good enough.
Yeah.
So
well, tell us. Tell us.
Yeah.
Like, I would say.
I'm all ears, by the way.
I'm all ears. I would say capitalism is there are some, if I saw the lady that works that owns Walmart, and I'm pro Walmart.
Yes, I'm
very pro Walmart.
Yeah,
I'm from Bentonville, Arkansas. They she has $7 billion, and maybe some of the minimum wage work. I could see the other side.
Yeah,
I'm very pro capitalism.
Yep,
but I can see that she has a boat in Ibiza, and some people that work at Walmart can't afford. I see that.
I get it.
Yeah.
Conceptually,
I get it. And that's capitalism.
Yep.
And then if there's a mom and pop drugstore that's now out of business because Walmart came in town, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. What's your alternative?
Right. Present a case.
Yeah. And I'm with also.
We can abolish clocks if you can present a good case.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Fine.
We'll do it.
But
this
bring
is
a
our
case.
System now.
Let's see it.
Yeah. If you go, John, you got to pay. I mean, I got to pay a lot of money in taxes. You're like, John, you got to pay more money in taxes to all right, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But where? What's your better plan?
Right.
You tell me.
This person in the comments goes, set ... alarms? Question mark.
I think the biggest thing is that people that think that the world is going to make accommodations for them.
Yes,
and it's not.
Nope,
it's not. And remember that you see that TikTok is like, hey, no one's coming for you. Mm-hmm. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
No one's coming for you.
Yep.
No one's coming to rescue you. No one's coming to bail you out. No one's coming for you. What is, can you find that? Yeah. Find that. Look it up. No one's coming for you. It's like audio. It's like a famous. It might be from No One's Coming. What is that? No One's Coming for You audio soundbite. Maybe something like that. Yeah, soundbite. No one's. There it is.
Mel
yeah.
Robbins.
Yeah. Is that it? This is probably it.
No one's coming to push you.
Yep.
No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to.
You've got to parrot yourself. You got to push yourself.
Great job, Mel. I don't know anything about you besides the 30 seconds I just watched, but I like you.
This is just turning into like a Gary Vee episode.
Yeah.
I mean, but you think that girl thinks that we're all surfing, having a good time with no, like, and we're not.
No.
We are in the same, I got to get up. I don't want to work out yesterday. I don't want to do any of these things.
Right.
You're like, I mean, Time blindness is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Thanks for whoever found that on the internet, Stellar.
You want to
get to we'll get to one more. Where do you want to go? And then we'll hit the emails.
You tell me.
Well, we can do the Amish.
Cool.
Okay.
We have to do this one actually, because I need you to actually tell me if it's real.
Okay.
I cannot believe this. I'm beside myself.
All right. New study finds zero Amish children diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, or autism.
Period. What?
Period. All right. All right, let me just read the first, because, all right. In a new comprehensive study presented by VSFR founder Steve Kirsch, who was been very active on Twitter this week, to the Pennsylvania State Senate, calculated that for Amish children who is strictly 100% unvaccinated, go to the right a little bit.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Typical. Chronic conditions barely exist, if not at all. Across the current population, the Amish is quickly approaching 400,000.
So okay. They're growing.
Yeah. Are they? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The largest concentration of Amish citizens is 90,000 in Pennsylvania and 82,000 in Ohio. Amish communities have settled as many 32 states.
Families have an average of seven kids.
The Amish population is growing rapidly.
Average of seven kids.
All right. Well, the main pushback on it is like, yeah, because they don't go to the doctor.
Mm. Oh, so it's not that they're not sick; they're just not getting diagnosed.
That's what the other side of this is.
God.
But he said, he goes, we talked to everyone. We did all the research. These are all documented. It's all. He presented it to Senate under oath.
Wow.
And then these are my people.
Yeah.
This is me and Jemima's people.
Yeah. I can't believe this. If this
people are saying to correlate it into the vaccinations is a little risky.
Yeah, that's agenda, obviously.
There's a million other things, but they're like, think about it, dude. You're born on a farm. You eat the food that's on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You stay on the farm.
Yeah.
You play with your brothers on the farm. You run around barefoot. That's the way we were supposed to live.
This one, yeah, this is interesting. It says 90% of the Amish have been infected with COVID.
Yep.
But also death rates from COVID among Amish communities are 90 times lower than the rest of America.
Yeah. Okay, 90% of Amish have been infected with COVID.
So they got something going on.
Yeah. Well, I think the point is, if you're like, all right, they're doing something right over there.
Yes, clearly.
You could say that you could debate these facts. Right? Or you could say, sure. Oh, maybe, but and that's what I've been saying the whole time about the Amish. That the whole time.
Like, say what you want, but they got something going on.
Yeah, and when you go out to hang out with them, there's no police there. No one's stealing anything. They're very, they run the communities by themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone, that's what you need in the country.
According to the VSRF study, not one single Amish child could be found who had suffered from cancer, autism, heart disease, or other conditions that are on the rise among American children. They have perfect kids.
Not one. They're probably not perfect.
Not
yeah,
one.
Yeah. They probably steal. What does an Amish kid do? What's a bad Amish kid do?
Smuggle an iPhone into the community.
No, no. He's like stealing berries out of the thing. Yeah. Like he's like milking. Maybe he's milking the cows and then he's like stirring up a little chocolate in there.
Nice.
Or something like yeah. that. I'm trying to think of like an Amish kid. Yeah.
What's the punishment? What's the weird punishment for that one?
Oh, man. You got to. If the girl shows a little bit of ankle, she goes out to the barn raising, shows a, or she wears the wrong color bonnet or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they got to cut her hair.
Ooh.
And now you know everybody knows.
It's like scarlet.
That's leather. Crazy, dude. And I think a lot of parents are like, all right, we can't like just taking away the TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. Taking away the kids' iPads. It's hard to be like, all right, there's got to be the way of life of a child might be something closer to that.
Yeah.
Not that nobody can do that.
No, but
I think everybody thinks they're silly. Is right. what I'm saying.
Right.
Everybody thinks they're silly. Look at their outfits. They're a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, because like, if you're Amish, you got a farm, right? And you go, well, if you know how to farm this land, you have all the knowledge. What if you quadrupled this land, got a tractor?
Mm-hmm.
Then what? Well, then you could farm and you could be-
Scale up the production.
Yeah. And for what? So you
Money.
Could be, yeah, for what?
Right.
It keeps, you know.
Right.
Yeah. For what?
You keep moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if you get four, you get, what if you get 100 acres and then you got a tractor? What they're saying is we reject the where y'all are going, where yeah. the rest of us are going. Well, we got to get, I have a podcast. We get whatever the download, let's double it.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Right.
Well,
yeah,
it would be more money.
Yeah.
Okay. For what? Well, we could get better guests. For what? Well, we could, right?
Yeah.
Where does it, what, all right, what
yeah,
do we-
it doesn't end if you don't want it to end.
Yeah, no, and look at somebody with a yacht in Ibiza.
Yeah.
They're going, well, we got to get a, look at freaking Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Look at his yacht.
Yeah.
We got to, and you are, your whole life is living, this is like turning into a sermon.
Yeah.
This whole episode. You like, they, all right, for what? And they're saying at the end, everybody on their deathbed has their family, right? Mm-hmm. And they have their health and their family and their loved ones and hard work. And they go, we got that.
Yeah. They've mastered the art of being content.
Yeah.
We're good.
And
we,
some of them,
we got what we need.
Yeah, we got
have
it.
Our people. We got have food. Our food. We
and,
have our
and if something, yes.
land.
Yep.
Like, we're good.
And all our community. We mm-hmm. all play volleyball and tetherball and at nights. And,
yeah.
and if somebody wears a tank top, we'll get her out.
Yeah. We'll never speak with
yeah.
them again.
Yeah. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that part of it.
Yeah.
But you go, somebody has like some principles and like a guide which they live their life. I respect
yeah.
that. That's all I'm saying. And I bet, I've been on the side of the Amish, I think, since day one. Speaking of, this weekend, I'm going to see them.
That's right.
Yeah, the Elkhart County Fair.
Let's
I forgot
go,
about
dude,
that.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm going to the Amish. I'm going to the Amish. I'm going to the land of the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Goshen, Indiana this weekend. Hattiesburg next weekend. And then September, we got a full run, baby. Oklahoma. That's like, I'm off for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, Springfield. Then Canada, Ottawa, Peterborough, London, Myrtle Beach, Roanoke, Virginia, October, we're going to Greensboro, Atlanta, Birmingham, Cedar Rapids, Springfield, and Evansville, Indiana, bro. We out here.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get to the reason why we started this pod?
I think we should, but I think first we should just get a quick word from a new sponsor.
Oh, a new sponsor. Welcome aboard.
We're happy to have you.
What we've been doing for the last hour in our native our native tongue.
Yes.
Babbel, ladies and gentlemen, the second best way to learn a language. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yeah.
I can say that is 100% factually true. Living where the language is spoken natively and using it every day, but that's not possible for everyone. No, it is not. We live in Nashville, Tennessee, and we speak Southern dialect of the United States of English. So what's the second best way to learn a language? Babbel. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks.
Oof.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. Oh, everybody's going to do that during COVID.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
If that's you, check it off the list this summer with Babbel. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in 3 weeks. Oh yeah, this summer you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling around with language apps that are like little games, Babbel quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in 3 weeks.
How long would it take you to learn a new language, John? How many weeks?
Three.
Oh, wow.
3 weeks, yeah. Alex. 3 weeks. Yeah. I would say this is good for, who's this good for? Influencers that are going to, where do they go these days? Mykonos?
Yeah, you can't go to Tulum anymore. You get kidnapped by the cartels.
Tulum's out. So Tulum's out. Yeah, Tulum's out. There's a couple influencers that are like this. They are all going to these places that are not in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you said Ibiza earlier.
Ibiza. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
That's a good one.
What if you go to a place that's like unbelievable, beautiful, but like no one's ever heard of it? You're like, oh, what's the point of this?
Right.
You get no clout points.
Yeah, you need the name.
Yeah, you got
Turks and Caicos.
Oh, big. What language do they speak there?
Turks.
Wherever you're going, you can probably. Yeah, Turks and Turks e Caicos. Okay. Yeah. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel's the real language learning for real conversations. And here's the special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off. That's probably the biggest one we've ever had.
Mm.
Your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/net. That's babbel.com/net. Get 50% off, 55% off babbel.com/net, spelled Babbel/. Oh, that's just, that's the, you don't have to put in a code. It's just a different URL.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. babbel.com/net. N-E-T.
We were down in Honduras.
Rules and restrictions. Right?
I would say that this is we were down in Honduras and I just went into the market and I just started speaking. I just started saying stuff.
Yeah.
I know a little bit of Spanish.
How'd it go?
Fine.
Nice.
I figured it out. That's what I think this is.
Yeah.
Is that you just got
to. They're saying that's the best way to do it. And the second best way is Babbel.
Yeah. Yep. And just get, you're like, I would catch myself on like certain words that I needed, but the same in English.
Right.
You're like, you communicated the general idea
right.
of where, hey, we need water or vamos to the, you can't really get specifics because you don't know the extent of the language.
Right.
But you can get yourself around.
And I would say also with Babbel, that's where you do dive into the vocab and everything like that too. So like get those injections of words that you know you're missing out on.
Yeah.
You get them through Babbel.
And the best way to do it is como se dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Como se dice? Phone. Fono. Oh, phone. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's get to the, what do you want to go?
We got emails, man.
Oh, yeah. We got the most emails we've ever gotten in the history of the pod this week.
We got all the emails.
Let's go to, all right. Set it up.
Okay.
Because we were talking about last week. How did it start?
The embarrassments?
The first one.
So the embarrassments started
because. Oh, and y'all came up with a couple of them.
Maggie and I were having a chat on the beach.
Yeah.
And we were talking about. She reminded me of actually the one example that it started with. And it was, we walked onto the sand on the beach. The beach is packed.
Yeah.
We have to find a spot on the beach.
Yeah.
And
what a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we have to put ourselves down, set our umbrella.
Oh, you have the stuff.
We have
you're
the
just
stuff.
Kind of looking
we
around.
Set up a spot and like setting up a spot. Both of us felt like really self-conscious about it for absolutely no reason.
No reason.
As if we were being judged on how we
Everybody
were.
Else was already there.
Yes. And everyone's looking, obviously. Like
what know, a loser.
They're not.
No, they don't
they're
care.
They're not, but in my head.
And people have been doing that all morning.
And so that feeling is
about that.
Embarrassing. Embarrassments that you shouldn't be embarrassed by.
Yeah.
That's what all these emails are about.
And then we got
similar
the most emails on earth.
Yes.
I had a couple.
Okay. Let's run through yours.
All right. So I wrote down a couple this week.
I think once you notice the feeling, like
there's
talking
like a
about
thousand
it,
of them.
You start to realize it during the day and it's hilarious, I think.
And now we got a lot of emails about this.
Yes.
Walking out of a store in the mall without buying.
Nice. Yes.
Why are you embarrassed by that? You have to buy something?
You didn't want anything.
I didn't want anything. But I thought that's the store. It's like, hey, we have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there. I might want some stuff. I looked around. I don't want any of this stuff.
That's why it's called shopping, not buying.
Yeah.
You're just shopping.
And then you just got to like somehow like, here's what you have to do. Here's what I do.
Yeah.
Is you walk into the store, shoe store, let's say clothing store, Zara, Foot Locker, whatever. Look around. You get all the way to the back.
Yeah.
On the men's side.
Yeah.
You don't like it. Instead of going, whoop, and you look back towards the door and then try to sneak out. That's what I do.
So unnecessary.
So unnecessary. Dude, just
what?
Leave.
For what?
Yeah. Just leave.
You didn't see anything you wanted. Leave.
I wanted to come. I wanted to want something.
Right.
I wanted to buy something.
Right.
Because I think of that. What's the core value there? You're poor.
Sure.
Core value is that's what it's getting all the way down to. Is you're poor. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the other hand, that I feel that way if I go into like a big, like a Foot Locker, like a big chain, right?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
A massive organization.
Right.
I don't feel bad about not giving them money. You ever done it in like a mom and pop type type scenario?
Yeah.
That to me is like,
feel bad.
I feel like I'm telling them nothing in here is good enough for me.
I don't support
and
you.
And I'm walking out with my nose in the air.
Like, oh yeah. That's a great point.
Like, I get that in a
it's
different.
Somebody's better than somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't please me. None of this like things that, please me.
That's away with you.
Yeah.
Away
yeah.
with you. That's like a, that's a big, like a flea market or like they're trying to sell these wares, you would say.
Yeah.
They're and they're sitting right behind the table.
And that person's livelihood is based on that. You
that's
buying
a great
or
point.
Not buying.
At Foot Locker, they're getting paid.
Don't
they don't care.
Yeah.
Now there is like, hey, can I help you with something? And you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That's
they got time blindness. They're showing up late anyway. Like, it doesn't matter.
I think if you commit to a try on, you got to come out with something.
Yeah.
Do you? Andrew says no.
I mean, you don't, but like,
yeah, you don't.
But there's the feeling though. Try something on and didn't like it and you're going to leave it now?
No, try a bunch of things on. Didn't like any of it?
Yeah.
I come out, I'll take this shirt. Or like, yeah. You're embarrassed. They go, hey, can I help you with something? No, I'm just, what? I'm just looking around.
Yep.
Because I just walked in here.
Right.
30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want either. I'm at the mall.
I haven't seen anything
I'm
yet.
Unemployed.
Yeah.
I'm at the mall.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Walking out of the mall store without buying it.
That's a great one.
Going to the bathroom on a plane.
Yes, dude. Nice,
dude,
bro.
Dude,
nice.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we all do that. Everyone here goes to the bathroom.
Have you heard of that?
Right.
I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people don't want to sit at the window because they don't want to have to get people up to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Now, I would say if you're crushing beers on a flight.
Right.
That's I'm trying to think of where that would be like, dude, really? And you go to the bathroom three times.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I've never experienced that. I've been flying my whole life. I never experienced that.
No.
So you go.
For it to be overkill, it would have to be so many.
Dude, I've held it for, I've almost peed my pants.
Same.
Sitting in the window because I don't want to. Dude. And have you ever been, somebody says, I got to go to the bathroom, been mad at them?
No.
Never,
no.
Dude. Never.
Uh-uh.
I got to go to the bathroom.
I've been asleep and woken up so they could get by me. And I'm still like, yeah, I understand. Sorry. All good. Like, I'm my bad.
They're like, hey, do you tap? Hey, do you mind if I? Yeah, all good.
Of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sorry for sleeping.
No problem.
Yeah.
On top of that, I'll piggyback at a sporting event, trying to get into the aisle to your seat, out of your aisle to your seat, like going to concessions, trying to get back into the aisle. Like,
excuse me.
Yeah. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
And then they move or they stand
right.
or what are they?
Yeah. They tuck their knees to the side.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I gotta.
Bad move, by the way. Stand up, right? Like that's.
Stand up.
You gotta stand up.
Stand up
and we can pass by each other.
Stand up. Maybe have you ever been to Red Rocks in Colorado?
Yeah.
That's those.
Yes.
Those aisles are they're 10 feet.
Yeah.
Because that people that's the only time you don't have to stand.
No, definitely.
Get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to.
Yeah.
Hey, and also if there's seats 1 through 20 and you have 10, you're going at either
way.
And if you're, I've sat on the aisle and it's nice, but you got to get up every 2 seconds.
Yep.
And if you sit in the middle, you never have to get up for anybody, but you might have to get up once.
Yep.
So what?
Catch 22.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's a really good one, bro. The airplane one.
Or especially things about related to your body.
Yes.
It's like.
That are completely universal. We're all doing that.
I don't know. This is how my body, like you said last week, lifting something.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not strong.
Yeah. Just.
Or at some point, everyone's strength is not enough.
Yeah.
You can't lift a car off a baby. Everybody's not strong enough somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't lift it.
This is just I found my threshold in front of you.
I can't lift it. I can't lift it.
There's nothing I can do right now to lift this. I'm not strong enough.
No, I'm not weak.
No.
I just can't lift this washer and dryer.
I'm weaker than it takes to lift this.
So what? Get another guy. Yes.
That's a good one. Do you have more? These are so good, dude. I can't wait to get to these emails. I haven't read them yet.
Oh, this one happened to me.
Okay.
This happened to me specifically. We were in church.
Yep.
I was holding Lydia's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just thought of another one. Keep going.
Okay. You just probably go and say, she had she was taking notes or she had a nice coffee or she just had a lot. So I was holding the Bible.
Yeah.
We were in the book of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. the book of Daniel, and then he goes,
Daniel or the pastor?
The pastor goes, turn to the book of Mark, and I turn the wrong way.
Such a specific
Christian. Loser, dude. He doesn't know the Bible. I turned the, because Daniel is in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Mark is in the New Testament. I should have turned right.
Yeah.
And by, I somehow thought Daniel, that story is very recognizable. I don't know what happened.
It feels New Testament.
It feels like a New Testament story. So I turned back in the book.
Towards Genesis.
And what was going on in my mind? Because we sit with our group.
Yeah.
Everybody, loser. Dude, doesn't know the Bible. Oh, not even Christian. Going to hell.
Bro,
doesn't.
That's such a good one.
And like, no one, no, dude. I mean, if Lydia would have done it, and I would have roasted her.
Right.
For that. Yeah. Because it's funny.
Yes.
I turned on accident, but I, dude.
How quick did you realize?
Immediately. Yeah. And then I got, and I looked around to see if anyone saw me, which is absurd, dude.
That's such a good one.
That is absurd.
Oh, man. Yeah, not knowing the Bible among Christians is, bro, you don't know where that is. Oh, you got tabs? Oh, you got tabs on your Bible, bro?
Yeah. Oh. There's that's probably with every, like, group.
Yeah.
Every culture of, oh, you don't know the...
Definitely.
The things that you need to be to do in this culture.
Or like in sports, you don't know the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, you don't know that? Oh,
like what? Like how do we get a first down or a punt or like why do they or like
you don't
why
know what is a two-point conversion is? You don't know what that is?
No, yeah, I do, but yeah, no, we're like watching like hockey. Mm-hmm. I don't totally get it.
Two-line pass,
they'll get it.
No idea.
I understand you guys are in these color shirts are going to this goal. These color shirts are going to this goal. Those goalies are trying to stop you from getting the puck in there.
Got it.
I'm enjoying this.
Play ball.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What was that one? Yeah. And there's a guy with like a check, you want to ask him?
Yeah.
You're like, he's going to think I'm a loser?
Yeah.
No, he probably would love to explain. Mm-hmm. He would probably love to explain it to you. And we got hundreds of those.
Bro, that's so good.
You want to get into
it? Yeah, let's do the first one.
Oh, no.
I can't wait.
Oh, that's a big one.
I can't wait to see how many of these I relate to. And we'll keep these anonymous as always.
All right.
So I'm probably one of the older listeners to the show, but no shame. I have 4 kids, ages 7 through 19.
No shame.
So I can also speak to ridiculous amounts of graduations we have attended as well.
Yeah.
No one likes all those things except those sad parents whose whole personal worth is wrapped up in their kids.
Shots fired up top.
Yeah, a lot of strays going
Dang.
On.
a lot of strays.
don't get me wrong. I love my kids, but sitting through 2 hours of graduation ceremonies for the 15 seconds of my kid on stage is non-fun.
Agreed.
But embarrassed. When my oldest was a newborn 19 years ago, I went out on my first little errand, just me and him. We went to the bank to get money out of the ATM. No one remembers those. And we had to park and get out of the car to walk up to the ATM.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I park, get out, walk about 20 feet across the parking lot and realize I'd left my newborn son in the car. Parentheses.
Whoa, what?
I'm a new, I know.
Whoa, right?
I'm
like,
this isn't going
I don't know if we're on your side anymore, sir.
Parentheses, new dad, first trip with the kid, okay. Never happened again.
Sure.
Cool. Got that. Well, there were a couple of other people in the parking lot who were certainly not paying attention to me, but when I realized I'd left my baby son in the car, there was no way I was going to let them see me walk back to my car to get him out of the car and then use the ATM.
Oh, no way.
Not just embarrassment, but maybe a 911 call would be involved, this being in Southern California.
So many shots.
So I so I calmly walked back to my car, got in, and drove away.
Yeah.
This was a roller coaster one. I didn't know if it was going to be.
I forgot where this one was.
Yeah, this is absolutely one.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, this all took place over the course of about 30 seconds. So my son was fine. Should I have been embarrassed? Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a prime example.
Yeah. Yeah.
You changed your errand.
I'm leaving.
Because you were like, I cannot deal with that. And those people probably weren't watching.
Oh, dude. No.
And they also.
It was 20 seconds.
How are they going to know your kid's in the car?
Yeah. Leave the kid in the car. Yeah, go to the ATM.
It's in a car seat. You can't see the kid.
There's a lot. I bet there's a lot of just going to a new place. I'm just leaving.
Yep.
Because you don't want to. Well, with the ATM, you go. I'm going to go back. Because have you ever seen that? It was like a study in New York where somebody got murdered, like on the street, and there's like 100 people saw.
Oh, this it was a rape.
Was it?
I do know about this. Yeah.
And
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
said anything.
Yes. Because everybody thought somebody else was going to
yeah.
call.
Yeah. You go, and we've
super famous psychologists.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the 90s or something, 80s. Yeah. I think there's something similar when we go film, we go film places, and everybody goes, "Dude, aren't you worried about?" I go, "I wish people. No one cares.
No,
nobody cares.
No,
nobody cares about anything that you are doing."
Yeah.
And look at the people on the internet. Look how far you have to go to get attention on the internet.
Yeah.
Say you have time blindness.
Yeah, you have to invent a disorder.
To get attention, there's so many things.
Yeah.
If you live in the Amish community, all you have to do is throw two sticks together and build fire with a rock.
Yep.
And you can be like, "Dude, you got to come check this out." Yep. Out here,
yep.
You got to do way more.
Yes.
You could put that baby on the top of your car. And drive off, and still no one would probably say anything.
Yeah.
They would probably go, "Oh, they're probably doing a prank."
They probably know what they're doing. Yeah, whatever that is. They, I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, they would.
They know what they're doing.
I'm trying to think of when I've gotten involved in something.
Oh, dude.
Publicly.
Never.
I don't think ever.
Never. Mind your own business. Otherwise, you're going
to
get yourself in trouble.
I stopped a fight in Atlanta. This was post-COVID. I'm going to say it was 2021.
That's dangerous, dude.
I was waiting for, I was at the valet at the downtown Atlanta. It's not. Good. It's not going well down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the baseball, they're more moving to the suburbs.
Yeah.
It's not going well down there.
Yeah.
I was standing waiting for my car, and I think it was a homeless guy, and he was getting kicked by another homeless guy. I would imagine drugs were involved, but I go, well, there's a human being kicked.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do down here, but I can't let this happen.
Yeah.
I can't look at this and allow this. There's a guy to be kicked to death.
It was that bad.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But it was, I went down there and I go, "Hey," and I didn't even get down there. I go, "Hey," and then they separated.
Yeah.
But I'm literally, there's somebody, it's physical violence.
Yeah.
And also right in front of me.
Right.
While if my car would have pulled up, I probably would have got in my car.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is it takes so much
yes.
to intervene today with everybody having cameras around, lawsuits. No one's saying anything to anyone.
No.
They're just...
Mind my own business.
Go man. The other way.
Yep. Mind my own business.
I'm just go the other way.
Yeah.
That's the reality of,
yep.
of life.
Yep.
Nobody would have... That's a great one.
That's a really good one.
That your baby left in the car... And then he just left.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And he needed money out of the ATM and said, whatever money I needed is not worth
not
the out. Potential embarrassment here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gone.
See ya.
Here's the next one. I thought it was an embarrassing thing that should be embarrassing for me. When I'm scrolling through Instagram stories in public and there are people around me, mm-hmm. not exactly watching my phone, but they might glance down mm-hmm. and someone posted something like a butt pic mm-hmm. or them in a bikini on their story.
Sure.
Or them swearing a bunch, I automatically swipe past it to make sure no one was looking. This is especially true at home when my family's around. I don't know why I'm embarrassed. I didn't post it. Someone else did. That's a good one. I feel that one.
I didn't post it.
Yep.
I didn't post it.
Yep.
And that's a girl. We're not giving away this person. Yeah. But she's like, these are her friends.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's her algorithm or I don't know.
Sure.
It's something you're like... What?
I have a lot of friends who post very risque photos.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely conscious of going through my feed when I'm in public.
Yeah, I kind of want
to,
yeah.
The last thing I need is for somebody to be like, "Hey, do you see Alex Lagos is scrolling through
you don't need
bikini. Any,
perfect example. Like, perfect example. Like when you're like a Viagra commercial comes on.
Nice, dude.
And you're like, dude, it's not mine.
Yeah.
I don't, it's a commercial advertising or like a tampon.
Yeah.
Or something that's that phrase, offense is never given, it's always taken.
Right.
Offense is always, you took offense.
Right.
No one tries, rarely is someone trying to offend you. You took offense from it.
Yeah.
Right. You took embarrassment from it.
Yes. Yeah. I don't do the programming on these commercials.
No.
They just put this on.
Yeah, they just put it on.
This wasn't me.
Now the shame when people try to put the shame on you, mm-hmm. that's different. This is, embarrassment is like, oh, everyone is like trying to cancel me. You're like, no, they're not.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people that said some things on the internet.
Yeah.
They're not. They love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm giving power to the
yes.
embarrassment.
Yes.
Versus, is that true?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I was sitting with someone and you saw a tampon or Viagra commercial or whatever. And you go,
yeah.
or like, I went growing up super, super conservatively watching like a sporting event, like the cheerleaders.
Yep.
And you're like,
With your parent, you're watching with your parents.
Yeah.
Anything even remotely sexual.
Yeah.
Is like a, oh God.
But you took it.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. It's not me.
Right.
I didn't go look for this.
No.
It just is there.
Yeah. It's the Celtics game.
Like, well, yeah. What?
Like they dance at timeouts.
It just exists. Like, you know? What do you want? What?
Beer commercials in the 2000s.
What?
Bikinis everywhere.
Really? You're like, well, I'm just here. I'm just here.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all of these. It's like, I'm trying to think of all these situations when there would be embarrassment. With you going to the beach, everyone's set up. Yours, the wind comes, everyone else stays, yours blows down.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody laughs.
Mm-hmm.
That's embarrassment.
Yeah.
Or not, it's not really.
But not really.
Not even really.
That could have happened to anybody. Yeah. If I walk in and I trip over somebody's blanket and I pull up their whole picnic setup and there's sand now all over their stuff.
And the girl's top comes off. Sure. Or I'm just trying to think of something.
Sure. Yeah, go extreme.
It's extreme.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, seagulls come down, steal their bag of food.
You had all your Bud Lights all spilled.
Yes.
And now you don't have anything.
Yes.
Even then, maybe.
Yep.
Because you didn't trip on purpose.
Right.
These are my legs.
Everybody trips.
Yeah, what?
So we can't even invent
I'm trying to think of a real embarrassment. If you trip on the dance floor, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What?
We're all human.
Yeah.
We all trip.
If I make a video it fails.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't trying to do that.
Right.
I'm pretty good at this formula of making videos. This one didn't go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happens.
Everybody's making fun of you. No, I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it.
No.
They're like, when's the next one?
They already scrolled. They scrolled down to the next thing.
Gosh, this is so good.
Let's get another one.
So encouraging.
Hi, gentlemen. I coach 12U softball. This could also be a tire pump, it says. My embarrassing thing is having to run behind home plate smack dab in front of the crowd from our dugout on the first baseline to my coaching box on third base. I should not find this embarrassing, but I do. During this time, I feel like the spotlight is on me and everyone is watching me. I coached when I first moved down here, so I've done this.
Yeah.
Once I am there, I feel safe and secure within my box. In reality, I doubt anyone is watching me. They're more worried about watching their kids, but I still can't shake the embarrassment.
All right.
That's a really good
one. So everyone's sitting behind home plate, kind of in like, not in major leagues, but in like high school
12
or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to run from third...
From your dugout on first base.
Every inning.
Yep.
Down. You can't walk. It's faster.
It's a jog.
Because everyone runs out. So you jog.
Yep.
And everybody's thinking, dude.
Jogging as an adult might be one period.
Yeah.
Just jogging as an adult.
Like through the airport.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's a good one. Yes. Yeah.
Why are you embarrassed by that?
Right. That's a good one.
You're like, hey, 1,000 things could have happened. My fault or not my fault.
Right.
That lead me. And your connection. Might have been late.
They switched the gate.
Yeah, and I'm running because I want to go to my brother's wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a loser. Yeah,
he needs me.
Why am I embarrassed by this?
Yeah.
I'm going.
You don't have to explain that to anybody.
I wish I could just rid myself of this.
Dude.
That's a great one.
He goes, I haven't read the rest of this yet. Another one is crossing the street when a car has stopped and is waiting on you.
Oh, yeah. That's jogging.
Yes.
You go.
He goes, you can do that awkward wave and smile and say thank you in that half walk run thing to get out of the way as quickly as possible. Apparently, I just don't like running in front of people. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to. What? Where are you going?
That's
just,
a good one.
Yeah. I'm just running. Yeah. Running across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one's just quick bullet points. Love that. All right. One.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. Not finding Bible verses quickly during church.
Oh, nice. Dude, that's me.
You're the last one. You can hear your pages turning.
Yeah. Oh, what a loser. Yeah.
Using coupons and gift cards at restaurants.
I think that's why I started this one.
I feel that one.
Okay.
For sure.
What? You're like, all right. I mean, that's happened to me before because the underlying is poor.
Right.
Right.
Right. It should just be, no, you're frugal. You were saving money.
But money.
Good job.
But money is the framework.
Right.
Of this is money.
Yeah.
This is money.
Yep.
15% off is money.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well say, hey, if it's $100, this is $15.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And you don't want to. You're a loser.
Right.
Because what? Because you've kept track of the gift card?
Yes.
Or maybe you don't want to go here, but you're going here because you have a gift card?
Yeah. You took the extra time to make sure you didn't have to spend it. Like,
but somebody gave it to you.
Oh, if it was a gift?
Or I don't know, a gift card or a restaurant.
Or a coupon, yeah.
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 Using.
Can you get a Groupon?
I'm trying to think of why that's lame.
I mean, it's not. That's what it really is.
No, it is. Just, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Why, if you, somebody says, hey, I have a gift card. So what?
I also love receiving gift cards from
people. Yeah, so do
I. When I get a gift card, I'm like, nice.
Coupons.
Dude. Thank you.
Using a gift card at a restaurant. So you're going to put, I know how this goes. You go and you're going to put your credit card in and the gift card you're going to.
Correct.
Slide it in.
Yes.
So no one sees
Very
you.
Very subtle.
Why?
Right.
Or you just say, what I would do is like, hey, I'm going to just say right now, I got a gift card for this place.
Yep.
Or like, but you try to get Starbucks points.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
You try to get Chick-fil-A, use it on your app so you can get
For
the points.
Sure,
so everybody's in this structure.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you had a coupon, if you go up to Starbucks, I guess the Chick-fil-A system, it works and then you get
redeem it within the app.
Yeah, you get a free whatever.
Yeah.
So you can click it in the app.
Yeah.
And then you can go up there and just get it.
Right.
You don't have to.
They've taken the shame out of it.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
They've
is
there a fly also in here? Yeah, there's a fly in here.
I got him, dude. Watch.
Did you get him?
There's no way.
We're going to have to slow down the tape.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Dude, that was like a movie.
That was wild.
All right. That's a good one.
All right. Third one from that email is dog pooping and having to pick it up while going for a walk.
Hold on.
I think you got him that time.
I got it right here.
Nice, dude.
Should we cut this out?
Do you want him?
Why?
Right there.
Bro. Yeah.
Yo, he should be embarrassed for coming in on our podcast.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, get out of here. Bang. Game.
The third one on this email is dog pooping and picking it up while we're going for a walk and carrying the bag, especially when the dog is big.
Oh, yeah. You gotta carry
it. I think that one's actually embarrassing.
No, that is embarrassing. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
You're carrying a bag of poop.
You should be embarrassed by that.
That one, I think.
Well, I think I think we're saying things you shouldn't be embarrassed by.
Right.
Like if you pull up to a funeral, I talked about this because I went to a funeral, and you're like, all right, there's certain, you should buy a car and think, can I take this to a funeral? If you're showing up with a truck with a Confederate flag with truck nuts on it to a funeral, that's embarrassing. That should be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like going to the Starbucks with your desktop computer. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is shame that you should have.
Yeah. It's healthy shame.
Yeah. To exist in this world. Perfect example. I don't ever like to be the first person at a red light.
Yep.
If I'm never the first guy, unless the light's red before I get there.
Interesting.
In traffic, I don't want to be the last guy. I want to go. I'm going to just go. But you should be, have you ever like tried to turn and there's not enough room to turn and all these people can't go.
Oh, you block the intersection.
That should be embarrassing.
For sure.
Yeah. So you go, oh, it's embarrassing. Or I tried to make it because you're being selfish.
Yep.
And you blocked all these people from going home or going to the restaurant or going for their families or whatever. Yep. And you stopped all of them.
Yep.
That should be embarrassing.
Agreed.
I wonder if there should be like a scale if you email in.
Ooh.
Where on the scale of embarrassment should this be?
I think we should just go total opposite end of this and just go, what are the healthy embarrassments?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
What is like, what are the embarrassments in the healthy shame that is keeping the fabric of our society together?
Because
these ones are unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
On the other end of the spectrum,
at the beach turned your music all the way, I mean, you're listening to like Wheeler Walker.
Yes.
Not because he's a bad musician, because the lyrics.
It's loud.
Yeah, and the lyrics are like profane.
Sure.
It's like dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You should be embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
In order for us to all exist here, that should have embarrassment. And sometimes you go, how does this not have embarrassment for you? Like, how are you doing this?
Yep.
How are you wearing this? How are you, a lot of people intoxicated, that you go, I can't believe I think Sebastian Maniscalco, his biggest special is, aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah.
Like getting into the pool in Vegas with 7 Band-Aids on.
Ew.
And then like, are you not?
Ew, dude. Like I'm gonna gag.
Or I think he was at a luxury hotel and he's talking about bringing a cooler down. Like, are you not embarrassed?
Right.
Dude, You can't, or like bringing a cooler. I think it was in the checkout. No, to check into the hotel and somebody brought a cool, like, dude, you brought that on a flight. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, we need it. We need the healthy embarrassment.
Yeah.
Now.
So I wonder if you click, I wonder if you're, if it's a 1 to 10, if you click over to 6, that you don't qualify for embarrassment.
You swung too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it might should be bringing a whole bag. So like if you're in a whole bag of poop,
mm-hmm.
that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just leave, I don't know, go where somebody else, or if you run into like a coworker and you're like, what do you got there? You hide it behind your back.
Nothing.
Yeah. a bag of poop from my dog.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If like, but if you get like a flat tire, like driving.
Right.
It
happens.
What? Your tire went flat.
Here, we got more. Checking your bag at the drive-thru to make sure you got your sauces.
Okay. I don't know if that's embarrassing.
I
think I might have. There's a couple of these I liked.
I get embarrassed to check my bag.
Because you did. Why?
To just make sure they got the order right?
They didn't do it right.
I feel like it's kind of, I'm being offensive to them, even though it's like, no, I paid for it. Singing to music when at a stoplight. Like if people see you singing along, I guess.
It shouldn't be embarrassing.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, listen to whatever you want.
Figuring out where to sit after you tell a host at a restaurant. And there's a wait.
Oh, figuring out where to sit? What is
so
that?
So you like, I come up to you, you're the hostess, and I say, hi, I'd like a table for two. And you say, great, it's going to be about 15 minutes if you just want to hang out. And I go, okay, great, thanks. There? And then it's like,
oh, all right.
Where do I go?
I think somebody sent one in, maybe this is on there, but looking for your friends at a restaurant.
Definitely.
That's a good one.
Definitely, bro.
Yeah, because you go, oh, they're in here.
Yeah.
And it's full.
Yeah.
So they don't know where you're, the host doesn't know where your people are.
No.
And you're going around looking, and you're like, or the loser doesn't have any friends.
Right.
You're like, no. They're in here.
They're here
somewhere. And you go in the wrong section and you got to turn around. That is embarrassing. That shouldn't be, though. That should be zero.
Yeah.
And most of these, if it's a good one, should be zero.
When you're hanging up on a FaceTime call, but you don't have the hang up button ready, so you look dumb trying to hang up and the phone is way too close to your face.
Zoom is better.
Yeah.
Zoom. Where you go. All right. And then I just keep waving.
Nice.
Until I find the thing. All right. Thank you, guys. All right, it's been good. All right. Yeah. All right, sounds good. All right. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone knocking when you're in the bathroom and you have to say something to let you know
good
you're
one.
In there.
Oh, good one. Good one. That's
what's
a great
go-to?
One.
Somebody knocks on the door. I know you love knocking.
No, I just go when somebody walks in.
Just a hard sniffle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they definitely from the other side of the door are like, oh, he's doing coke in there.
Yeah. I would go, oh yeah, I'll go or something like that.
Nice.
I would make myself, I would never get to this point. This is like in a one seater.
Yeah.
Or whenever. Yeah. All right. So you're in a situation where the bathroom is empty, but they don't know one person's in there. Otherwise, there's a bunch of other stalls. You don't need to make noise.
No, I think they're talking about like
someone knocking.
Like a one.
Oh, once they knock.
They knock.
I don't ever get to the knock point.
Well, you don't know they're outside the bathroom. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I make noise.
Just consistently?
Yeah.
Just consistently making noise inside the bathroom. Very cool. Just like clapping.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Yo, sup, dude? Or like maybe mess with my phone or something like that.
I turn on just my phone. Just do a voice memo for the whole time.
Yeah.
Call Sam to do
like, all right, somebody's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knock. You're like, I'm in here.
When you have to take your shoe off to put your sock back on because it slipped down.
Good one.
Yep.
Yeah. Embarrassing. Tying your shoe is embarrassing.
Yep.
My shoe got untied.
We did that one last week.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing something like ripped jeans or a tank top to church and being worried people think you don't go to church every week.
That's the same as the Bible one.
Yeah.
That's perfect. You're like, oh, you think everybody else is looking at you a certain way.
Yeah.
No, because I would say all these go back to one event at some point that you've gathered that.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that it's always that.
Right.
And that embarrassment does linger with you very heavily.
Here's a good universal one. Sneezing in public.
Why? What?
Why do I feel so embarrassed as I gear up to execute a very normal bodily function?
That everyone does.
Yeah, everybody does that and has no control. You can't stop it. Like, you're sneezing.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, the one I was going to say earlier was yawning.
What? Yeah.
I feel so self-conscious every time I have to yawn.
Because you think you've been out partying or
something? I don't want anybody to feel like I'm being disrespectful. Like, I'm not bored of you. I'm tired. Like, I don't know what to tell
you. This is how my brain is. Bodily functions.
Yes.
Across the board. Now. Ooh,
swallowing something wrong, like taking a sip of water and it goes down the wrong pipe.
You can't,
and so you cough and you're like, sorry. Here we are.
What? This is how my body works.
Yeah.
I thought about, we talked about going to the bathroom and sneezing, snoring.
Mm.
Where, like, I would always be self-conscious of it with my brothers.
Yep.
When we would go, or on tennis trips, or because I snore.
Yep.
So, what?
Right. What are you going to do?
Now, you talk about, like, if you sneeze in someone's face.
Yeah,
dude. That's embarrassing. Yes. There are, if you fart, if you crop dust someone, like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you try not to.
Yep.
So there are, I guess they can go over the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I sneezed or I yawned. Now, if you, like, somebody's telling, like, they're presenting, like, a medal of honor, and you do that, you're not even trying to stop it.
Yeah.
Sure. But otherwise.
A medal of honor, yawning audibly during a medal of honor presentation. Oh, my gosh, dude.
In the front
snooze fest, am I right? This guy still talking.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah, that's a good one. Unnecessary embarrassment. Is that another one?
Here's a good one. Yeah, we can end with this one. I am late listening this week, but have you ever gone bowling? Why is walking back from your turn so embarrassing? Do you stand and watch the ball go down the lane, or do you try to play it cool and walk back? Either way, it's embarrassing.
Dude.
That's a good one.
That is a great one.
Bowling.
It's embarrassing.
It's the longest short walk ever.
Yeah, because you have to wait until the result happens.
Have to. And everyone's watching.
So you bowl, wait, watch, and no one cares.
This might be the worst one because you're guaranteed that other people are watching.
Oh, yeah. They are watching.
They're watching. That's why we're here. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Go.
You're up.
Yep. Yeah, you're
do
up.
Do it.
We're keeping score.
And also, we don't care what the score is because we're all drunk.
Right.
And we're all listening to Cardi B. And there's, cause I don't know the last time I went into bowling alley, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know why bowling is not universal fun time? And you know who's figured this out?
Who?
Topgolf.
Nice.
They have eliminated that.
Nice.
Because you can do as many as you want.
Right.
So you can do 5 balls a piece. You can do 10. They can do 5. They can do, right? Because everybody has 20.
Right.
So you hit, watch it, get the next one.
Yep.
Hit, and everybody else is eating cheese sticks, talking, doing whatever, maybe interacting with you, maybe not. How do I learn? You keep going.
Yep.
Then you're done. You're like, hey, do you want to hit a few? They've eliminated that. Topgolf has eliminated that.
They figured it out.
There's no, the embarrassment of bowling. I hate bowling. I hate bowling the most. God, bowling is terrible, dude. And you got to put in some fun, like, nickname for yourself. Yes. It's like some kind of, like, sex joke or
you
something.
You don't like
that.
Stuff like that where you, like, got to do a custom thing? You don't like that stuff?
No, dude.
Why? Because it's
a cheap
joke. And
I'm a comedian.
Joke. Yeah.
I just hate, like, I hate.
Like, we're playing Scattergories. Come up with a team name.
Hate it.
Why?
Hate it, dude. That you're like, oh, like, funny. Like, I hate all jokes on the from the airline guy. I hate them.
Yes,
the airline guy trying to do jokes.
Yes.
I hate jokes. I don't hate jokes. Just when it's like,
it's so funny that you hate those two things. Hate those two things.
I hate them. The waiter jokes, hate them.
Okay.
I don't have like an elevated sense of humor that other people don't have, but I guess like just a very easy, like, all right. Jokes.
Like, we'll let this guy order last. I know he's going to have a bunch. All right, honey, it's over you.
Yeah,
we'll start with
or
you.
Like you're like finished your plate and you're like, how's the meal? Like, I hated it. You're like,
that's me. I did that one.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
I've been doing that one forever.
You
dude.
Have?
I love that one. Yeah. Oh. Didn't like it at all.
Classic. It's not a go to. Okay, I got one more.
Yeah, go.
Okay, putting in a credit card wrong.
Nice.
I don't know. It's just too many things.
Insert, swipe, tap
yep. now. And they got the black box.
Yeah.
And there's like, they turn and they go here. And I feel like it used to be you put in your card to get gas or swipe it at the, I mean, now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's a 95 different ways.
Yep.
And you're like, dude, I've never seen this one.
Do you know what I've decided on that?
What?
I'm tapping.
Yeah.
And if you don't have tap, it's your fault.
You should. Yeah.
That's where I'm at. We're in a tap world now. We tap.
Tapping.
If you're not
tap
tapping.
With your phone?
No, I don't tap with my phone.
You tap with the card.
I'll take the card out. Yeah.
Yeah, because then you got to click and do. Yeah. You tap the card.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that capability, then you can tell me, but I've decided I'm not going to feel bad
you
about it.
You default to tap.
Yep. I tell myself, I'm a tap guy.
Yeah, but we switched from
swipe to chip.
swiped the chip.
Yeah.
So you were the first, you're the first.
Well, I learned from that transition.
Yeah.
And I said, I should have just committed to the chip.
Yeah. Cause
I
should have just said,
I'm a chip guy now.
No, what's embarrassing is when you go to the one that we don't do anymore. But it's based on your card, right?
Right.
So if your card is like that, it's like it doesn't expire to like 2029. Mm-hmm. And now like cards in 3 years, it might not even be cards. It might be something else.
Right.
So it was swipe.
Right.
Then it was insert.
Right.
And now it's tap.
Right.
Yeah. So you're just going whatever the newest one is.
I'm just committing as hard as I possibly can to the newest thing. Just to be like, what do you mean? You don't have that yet? Oh, okay. I mean, okay.
Yeah, so cool.
I'll chip if you want.
But. If you have to choose an embarrassment.
Yes.
If it's an insert and you go swipe or tap, you go tap.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the new cool one.
Yes, I'm erring on the side of progress.
So they're the losers.
Yeah, you guys are late.
If you swipe, you're a loser.
We're tapping over here.
Yeah, we've been tapping, dude.
You remember guys are chipping still?
What are you? Remember the first time?
2021?
Is it done being a flex for the tap? Remember that tap at the beginning?
Yes, it's not a flex anymore.
Everybody's like, what? Yeah.
It's basically
when you
normal.
Started the tap?
Yeah.
That was hot.
You could just touch it?
And dude, you go, what? And everybody goes, dude, who is this guy?
Did he just pay for that?
Dude.
Through the air?
Yeah, tap is fire.
The next is the Amazon Palm thing where you just go, boop.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next thing.
It's going to be in your hand?
Yeah. They're already doing it.
Really?
Yeah. They're already doing that at Amazon's. I mean, they're at Whole Foods has it. Certain airport.
I thought you were being like a grandpa, like, you go to Amazon's. I got no Amazon.
Amazon's.
I got this book off of Amazon's.
Bro, I walked into a Newport News. Newport News at like a airport or whatever, right? I walked in. The lady at the gate is like educating people on this because it's new.
All right, what are you talking about? The thing at the airport?
Yeah, Newport News is like the convenience store of the airport.
You swipe and go in.
Literally.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You swipe your card, you
go
walk in,
get everything,
grab whatever you want, and walk out.
We have that in Nashville.
So crazy.
I have that in Nashville. Yeah.
That's crazy. How?
Oh, yeah.
How?
How?
It's got something with proximity of my card to the items that I took out, and then the entire doorway is a scanner, I guess.
All the barcodes?
Right.
That's crazy.
There's no like boop. There's no like, you know what I mean? There's no verification that you're doing this right. You just walk out.
And let's just.
And sure enough, I checked my statement and it was fine.
I bet.
Charged me appropriately.
It was fine.
Yep.
And let's just bring this all the way back around.
Yes.
To the $5 billion yacht that the Walmart person has. Somebody started that.
Yep.
And that takes so much money and engineering to invest in that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then everybody, like, they're like, how come Walmart has all this money? Well, they invented a way of consumerism that we all use.
Yep.
So, and they put a lot of risk into that. And speaking of risk, a lot of risk sometimes doesn't pay off.
Yeah.
I put a lot of money into videos. Sometimes they don't work.
Yep.
Okay.
We've tried shows that didn't work. We put a lot of money into shows that didn't work for us. And it is.
And
what it is.
You listen to a podcast and you find one that you like, all right, it's a risk that they've been trying.
Yep.
Think about the risk that Mark Zuckerberg has made on Threads.
Yeah.
That is done. Is it?
You think it's done?
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
It's done.
They are over 100 million users I'm good.
And it's going straight down.
I don't need it.
Done.
Yep.
And we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Done. Think about the investment that he's made in Meta.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the other alternate universe, whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much money.
Yeah.
It's so much money and failed.
Mm-hmm.
So if he bought Snapchat, all the things that some of them have worked, some of them have not.
Mm-hmm.
If that risk should reward you if it goes well,
mm-hmm.
it should. Same with you working on a lot of podcasts, the ones that go, you should be rewarded for those.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get the negativity toward capitalism at some point, but you've got to, all the things that you use should be rewarded for if you make them good.
Yeah. And we'll also move the goalpost on that too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go, hey, it's cool now that you can just walk into a store, swipe your card and take out whatever you wanted and it'll charge you. There's another next step to that too.
Always.
I don't know what that is, but there's going to be one because someone's going to come along and go, yeah, this is now kind of antiquated. Let's get
And in 1956, Amish said enough.
Yeah, they were like, we're good here.
This is where we get off.
Yeah,
this is where we get off the interstate.
Yeah. No, never need more than 2 horsepower.
Gosh, dude.
We're good.
We are enough. We're good. But all right. So let's just say we got to end this podcast, but let's just say you stopped now. Mm-hmm. You're the Amish of 50 years in the future.
Wow.
Right?
That's interesting to think about.
That's going to be so hard technologically.
So you could draw the line.
Doesn't work anymore.
You could draw the line at.
I think you had to draw it 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be obsolete. This is going to be obsolete. The cords to play. It's all going to be.
Do you think when they drew the line and then they watched like airplanes happen and cars happen, do you think they were like,
shoot,
we might have tapped out too soon?
No, God told us too soon.
Yeah, we should have waited. Are you sure he didn't mean next?
Hold on. Let me get a hair dryer. Let me get a hair dryer.
Yeah.
And then, hey, no more.
You think there were people like petitioning for buzzer beaters in the Amish community? You're like, can we grandfather in?
Let's get it.
This? Yeah. Like,
they were like, all right, we're well, the bicycles, right?
Yeah.
They go, we'll ride bicycles.
Right.
No engines.
Right.
But then somebody, but batteries. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, it's the slippery slope over there.
That's the line.
Because you had to plug in a battery.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have an electric bike.
Right.
Because that's, you can't have a motorbike.
Right.
But you can't have.
Yeah. I wonder if there were people who were pissed.
The Amish.
They were like, we stopped too soon. Why did we call it now? We should have kept going.
Another 5 years.
Yeah.
Another
that's it.
5 years.
I'm going to look,
dude.
I want to look this up.
We get it. What is the stop of the,
when did the Amish?
Yeah. Stop. When's the end of Amish technology? I think the 50s. Like 20s?
High voltage electricity was rejected by 1920 through the actions of a strict bishop reaction to against more liberal Amish.
Oh, yeah.
So they have their own sects and everything, too.
Yeah. Technology. Where does the technology stop? Yeah, because I wonder if they have like a...
This is so interesting.
Yeah, because we talk about it all the time. Because what if there was like an airplane that like flies over the other, the community, and they see there's like a drought like over there? Can they use that information that the guy from the airplane gave to them?
Oh, interesting.
Like, we can't go over there, but you told us that that's over there. So
Right.
It's just you got to protect the sanctity of the religious practice with also being practical.
Yep.
So the road is coming through your neighborhood. Obviously, there's cars in there.
This is on Quora.
I'm going to look it up.
It's submitted by just some person.
Okay.
But the question was, how did Amish people decide that mid-1800s technology was just the right amount?
Yeah.
It says they never did make that decision. It's largely a myth that the Amish froze time in around 1850 and refuses to acknowledge anything ever. I say largely because they're conservative approach. Wow. There you go. Many Amish businesses have accepted telephones.
Okay.
Only in the office and never for personal calls. But running a business without a telephone is hard. So telephones are okay with certain parameters. So they do make exceptions.
But where? But every religion does this.
Absolutely.
Everything does this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some communities have telephones located on the outskirts of the settlement. Again, not for personal calls, but if they need a doctor or a veterinarian they can run out and get the necessary assistance. Dairy farms may have electricity to keep the milk cool. Otherwise, they would not be allowed to sell it.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Construction businesses may use some power tools.
Okay.
If you need dialysis, you can run an electric line to the house to power the equipment.
Yeah,
if you cannot walk, you can use an electric wheelchair. Wow,
that's a lot of rules.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, if you can't walk, you can use an electric wheelchair.
Yeah.
All
they
right.
do not ban new technology by definition. They just want to make sure that it does not disturb their way of life before allowing it. Okay.
I get that.
I'm way more on board now. I already was, but interesting.
So, and the bishop decides.
Yeah.
Right? He's the pastor of the community.
Yep. Yeah. This person says, my understanding is that the Amish just want to avoid worldliness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go, hey, I mean, everybody's doing the exact same thing the Amish are doing, just farther along.
Right.
Yeah. They go, all right, I'm not.
Yeah, I couldn't draw that line.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
But I would have never become a tap guy.
Oh, yeah, tap in. Yeah. Maybe she was talking about credit card swiping. Who's that, Shawty? Ladies and gentlemen, Net Positive. We'll see you next week, baby. Let's go.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.